Hi, thanks for tuning in to Read Between the Wines. I'm Brooke, your host. There is going to be spoilers in this episode, so spoiler warning, and let's get into the episode.
Howdy, my name is Brooke, and we are going to be talking about the book My Favorite Half-Night Stand by Christina Warren. And I'm going to be talking with my best friend, Jamie, and I'm going to give her a few seconds to introduce herself.
Howdy, my name is Jamie. I am an engineering major here at Texas A&M University in the worst department on the planet, which is chemical, and I like sparkles. Moving on.
Okay, getting into the plot of the book. So this book is a contemporary romance, and it's set in California, and it has a lot of... It has a lot of mixed media, it has a dual point of view, it's a rom-com, friends to lovers, all kinds of fun ideas thrown into this book.
So it starts sounds like something TikTok would love.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So this book starts off by Millie and her four guy best friends, Chris, Ed, Alex, and Reed. And Reed is the reason why they all are together and celebrating him getting tenured, because they are professors at UC Santa Barbara. And so they're drinking and having fun, playing Monopoly, and also explaining why they all have to get dates for the black tie event the university is having. Reed starts out by calling Millie as his date, but that gets complicated by the fact that that night they have a very passionate night together. And they decide not to tell the others, obviously. But due to this, they make a plan of everyone getting a dating app, and they have to find their dates through their matches.
Ah, very interesting. And why can't they just go together?
Because they made the distinction of they can't go solo.
But why can't Reed and Millie just go together?
Because they made the they decided together that
they were not going to go. So they just are really complicated people.
Yeah, okay. I'll get into why in a second.
Moving on. Keep going.
They all have Millie write their profiles because she's a lot better at writing them than they are.
Is she like an English professor or something?
No, she's actually a professor of criminology.
Okay.
But her profile is not great because she doesn't like to share stuff about herself. But after getting really nasty photos and things on the first profile, she creates a new one. And instead of doing like a full face photo, she does kind of one that's a little bit obscure, so you can't really tell. And she goes by her middle name, Catherine. She doesn't want the guys to know it's her. And actually, she ends up matching with Reed. But what she does is she tries to send like a message that is not super like, hey, it's me, but like, he should get it, you know, kind of message.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get it because he's a guy. And
he doesn't get the inside jokey joke.
No, he does not.
Guys are stupid.
A lot of the time, yeah. Okay, so after she sent the message, instead of telling Reed that it's her...
Because he's stupid.
Yes, we've made that distinction. She continues to talk to him as Catherine, which also doesn't seem like the best move, considering they're in-person friends, and this is a dating app.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get dates. Now, the other guys are all getting prospective dates, including Reed, who also has matched with this girl named Daisy. And so now as time goes on, Reed thinks that he might have a better connection in person with Daisy. But with Catherine, he has a lot more chemistry. And this is obviously because Millie and him have chemistry. But he doesn't know it's Millie. But she's actually sharing stories that she doesn't tell them in person as Millie. She's talking about how her dad is sick and how... she wishes she visited her family more and how she's lonely. But one of the big things...
Wait. She's friends with these people and they don't know, like, anything about her?
They don't really know all the personal stuff that she's telling now. They make this distinction a few times throughout the book, how, like, she doesn't really open up. But...
Interesting.
Yeah.
She's a mystery girl.
She is. But as all of this is happening... And, you know, Reed is telling Millie about Daisy and Catherine. Millie gets jealous of Daisy, although she doesn't really say jealous because she doesn't really realize that it's jealousy. But later on, all the friends end up taking a trip to Reed's family vineyard for his birthday. While there, Reed and Millie have another passionate night together. But Reed is still texting Kat the next morning, which he obviously doesn't know Millie knows because it's Millie. And... in the morning, she notices that he texted Kat, but Ed catches her as Millie being Kat, and also he was in the room next door. So he also knows about horrific read.
That.
Yes. And so Ed then tells Alex, which is another one of the friends, a few days later, and they kind of have a big conversation about what in the world are you doing? Why are you doing this? And she kind of explains it. But Reed eventually goes on a real date with Daisy. And it goes horrible. It's bad.
Oh, God.
And so Reed goes and tells Chris, which is the other guy friend. It's a lot of names. Sorry. Tells Chris about the bad date and the nights with Millie and his feelings for Kat. But he's honest about Millie to Kat and asks if he could meet her in person, which Kat is Catherine for also Millie.
Yeah.
So, uh-oh.
The so uh-oh is she situation. Gonna actually, like, grow a pair and, like, tell him? I mean...
Oh, just wait. So, Millie goes to Alex and Ed for advice. Bad decision. Because they basically tell her to say that she reconnected with someone and is going to try that out instead of actually saying to meet in person. So just kind of ghosting, but not really ghosting. Just kind of saying, getting her out of the picture so that way Millie and Reed can work it out. But it backfires when Reed figures out. Because in the picture on her thing, she has a scar on her shoulder. He realizes that that scar, it all clicks after, like, them having a talk. It clicks as he leaves her apartment after. It's like, wait, she has the same scar. Doesn't really hang out with her family. All this kind of stuff just...
Not gonna lie, dude is slow.
Yes, he is. It was kind of annoying. I was like, how do you not know? How do you not know? He goes and talks to Alex, Ed, and Chris at a bar and finds out that Alex and Ed knew and is upset. Obviously upset. This is something that, yes, he probably should have figured out earlier, but still, this went on for a month, because that's about the span so far. And he stops talking to Millie for a while, but Millie is finally able to say her feelings and starts to actually open up. And so every day she sends a message. It's 11 days. She sends a message and it's her opening up, telling him things about her day, telling him things about her life. And finally, he obviously shows up to her house, super happy. She's all sad and not sad. All, like, happy tears and crying and sobbing, and they figure everything out. And I will say, I'm gonna leave the epilogue to if you read it.
I see.
Yeah.
Very epilogue is good. Interesting.
So.
Epilogue is good?
Epilogue is good.
How far into the future is said epilogue?
Epilogue's about a few months.
Oh.
Not too far.
Interesting.
Not too far. But it's a really good ending to the story, I will say. So, after hearing about this book, would you want to read it?
Huh. I think it sounds like a good story. Definitely sounds entertaining. I think I might want to poke my own eyeballs out just with the whole, like, miscommunication type trope where it's like, dude, everybody knows something except this dude. Because it's just like, where is your mind at, brother? But You know, if I was really bored and I had nothing else to do, sure. I'm personally more of a thriller reader right now myself. I'd rather get a true crime story or whatnot. But that's just me.
Okay, so I am going to go ahead and say thank you for joining me. And I am very glad that you were able to come and record with me.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
Okay, so after talking with Jamie, I wanted to go ahead and give my review on My Favorite Half-Night Stand by Christina Lauren. I did give this book 4-star review. And I do love the romance, and I loved the concept of this book, but I do think it did get a little annoying when Reed couldn't figure out that it was Millie. I just think it was a little too obvious that it was Millie. But I do overall like this book. And I wanted to thank you guys for listening, and I hope you listen to more episodes.